Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour two of Old School on a Wednesday afternoon in the capital city. I'm Austin Norman. Thanks for tuning in, whether you're on your drive home from work just a couple more days before an extended Memorial Day weekend, you're still sitting at work, you're going to work if you're working the night shift, whatever it is, appreciate you dialing up Old School here on 93.7 The Ticket as well as theticketfm.com. Old School brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. As Jay Foreman would say, every type of meat and every type of cut. Two Lincoln locations at 84th and Havelock as well as 30th and Yankee Hill. Also an Omaha location at 168th and Maple Street. Go check them out. It is grilling season. It is officially upon us. Jay made the comment that today would be the perfect day to grill. Yes, still as could be. Sun is shining, warm, not overly hot. Temperature sitting at 74 degrees here in the capital city. You know, Chamber of Commerce Day, as they would call it. Beautiful day. As the Royals beat the Tigers 8-3, we'll get into that here in just a second. If there's anything on your mind that we haven't gotten to today, let us know. 402-464-5685. We got an hour to go over what you want to cover. If you don't come up with anything, I'm just going to talk about the Royals for a while. They're fun. I'm enjoying myself. I am the Will Ferrell anchorman. I don't know what to do with my hands. Or was that Talladega Nights? Either way, I know it's Will Ferrell. I don't know what to do with my hands. That's me with the Royals right now, y'all. 13 games above 500 right now. It's incredible. 1 week from tomorrow, Give to Lincoln Day. Last year, we partnered with Cedars, great organization here in Lincoln. Guess what? We had a great time. They had a great time. The city of Lincoln did a lot of good for the youth at Cedars, the organization of Cedars. So a week from tomorrow, on May 30th, will be Give to Lincoln Day, and we will be out there again broadcasting from 6 a.m. with early break to Old School. Finishing up at 6 p.m., we'll be out there. We want you to stop by, say hi. If you have some wiggle room and you can find it in your heart to give to Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day, please absolutely do that. Great organization, great people there. One action, no matter how small, can have a world of impact on the life of a kid. Cedars started because one couple believed they could provide a child with a better life. That belief grew into the Cedars we know today, a powerful force for good that helps thousands of kids across Nebraska. Belief grows. Give to Lincoln Day, Thursday, May 30th. Again, 402-464-5685. If you've got anything to ask about, to comment on, I am here for you. This is a show of the people here in hour number two. Big Bang Hank, let's go Royals. Amen, brother. A-M-E-N, amen. 8-3 winners over the Detroit Tigers today. The Kansas City Royals, alone in second place in the American League Central. They're a game and a half back of Cleveland, who we'll get into in a little bit, because the fact that Cleveland is 15 games above 500, is 32-17, you know that Jose Ramirez is really good. Shane Bieber, I don't think, has pitched for them this year. At least he got hurt at one point. Stephen Kwan is okay. I think they still have a Naylor. Josh Naylor, I want to say, is the psycho that gets Cleveland fired up. I can't tell you the second thing about the Cleveland Guardians, but they sit in first place in the AL Central. More importantly, though, the Kansas City Royals, after today's win, 32-19, 13 games above 500. Y'all, the last time the Royals were 10 games above 500 or more, they won the World Series in 2015. The Royals are off to their best start to a season since 1976. 1976, 48 years ago, was the last time the Royals were as good as 31-19 through their first 50 games. That 2015 World Series winning team, only 30-20 through 50 games. Only 30-20, I say, tongue planted firmly in cheek. The story for the Royals today, again, 8-3 winners over Detroit. You heard it right here on these radio airwaves. We do consider ourselves proud to be the Kansas City Royals affiliate for you here in Lincoln. Cole Reagans did the dang thing. Maybe his best start of the year. Cole Reagans got hit around a couple times, ran into some bad luck with one start. He's only 4-3 on the year, kind of getting the Zach Greinke treatment, right? If there are any Royals fans out there who remember the prime Zach Greinke days, right? 2008 to 2000 and what, 10, 2011 or so in Kansas City, before he got traded to Milwaukee. Zach Greinke did not get run support from his offense. Cole Reagans has had that same thing, where he'll go out, he'll have a quality start, allow three or fewer runs, and the offense barely scores. Maybe scores, you know, one or zero runs for him. He's taken some no decisions, but today, Cole Reagans was absolutely electric. He went six innings, only allowed one hit, three runners reached via a walk. Cole Reagans struck out 12 batters in his six innings. 12 of the 18 outs that Cole Reagans recorded were via the strikeout. He had seven strikeouts through three innings. Seven of the first nine outs were via the punchout. I'm starting to think Cole Reagans has refound himself. Last start, also really good. Some people were concerned about his velocity. Guess what? It ticked back up at the end of that start. It ticked back up today. Cole Reagans was absolutely electric. Will Smith came in, did allow the first two runs. Will Smith was really the pariah of the first couple weeks of the season. This is a guy that pitched in Omaha for a while, came up with the Royals in the late 2000s, early 2010s, was let go. Of course, Will Smith is most known for winning three straight World Series in a row right now. Yeah, he's only been with teams for 1 year. He's bounced around, but a lot of teams like him and whoever he's ended up with has won the World Series. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Anyways, Will Smith gave a couple games away against Texas, one comes to mind, a couple against Baltimore, too, and that would have been a great series for the Royals to get. They took one out of two in Baltimore, had a shot to at least win the series, if not sweep. And we'll get back to Baltimore here in a little bit as we take a look at the MLB standings and the wins above replacement leaderboard. It's really interesting to dive into here. So Will Smith gives up the first two runs of the day for Detroit. It have the Royals lead. Kansas City was only up 4-0 at that point. Will Smith gave up two. Johnny Leverage, as they call him, John Schreiber, really underrated pickup by the Royals in a trade this offseason. Comes in, gets the final out of that seventh inning. He walked a batter, but no one came around to score on his watch. John Schreiber was acquired via trade from the Boston Red Sox, who are also surprisingly feisty at this point right now. Boston's over 500, not a huge player in the AL East, but the Royals gave up a single A arm in David Sandlin, I believe was the level that he was at, older college pitching prospect for John Schreiber, who's had some really good numbers, but Boston just hasn't been good these last few years. So he went a little under the radar. Kansas City swings a late spring training trade to pick him up, and he's been nails. Only an ERA of 1.25. Angel Zerpa comes in, does allow a run, but he's been absolutely incredible. His velocity's ticked up from the left side. He was a guy that got kind of stuck with that crafty lefty, description. And he was fine, pretty replacement level, but the Royals really seemed to like him. And he's really rewarded their faith this year. He was electric in spring training, and he's pitching to a 1.77 ERA, 19 strikes out of 29 pitches here. And he's one of the three guys that I think is firmly entrenched in Matt Quatrero and Brian Sweeney's circle of trust. It's Schreiber, it's Zerpa, and then it's James MacArthur, who had a really rough game against the Brewers. Royals were leading. Brewers were down to their final strike. MacArthur gives up two hits and then the ultimate go-ahead and game-winning home run. But he bounced back the next night, got the save. His ERA is at 4.15 right now, but the stuff is still there. The curveball is nasty. The fastball has life and velocity. The back end of that Royals bullpen was a big deal in the offseason. Last year's Royals bullpen was one of the worst in modern baseball history, which for a young team that's growing, on the one hand, it's disappointing, right? Because you want a team that's learning, that's young, to feel confident going into the eighth and ninth inning with a lead that they can trust.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your pitcher. To have their backs to back up the first 6-7 innings of work. But on the flip side of that coin is that if there's going to be an element or an aspect of a team that needs help and needs improving, bullpens are one of the most volatile groups in all of sports. It's defensive backs and it's bullpens. I don't know if there's another option out there. So the Royals got reinforcements. Of course, they trade for Schreiber. Zerpa and MacArthur take steps forward. They trade for Will Smith. Or no, they sign Will Smith in free agency, sorry. They sign his teammate Chris Stratton in free agency. Nick Anderson comes over in free agency. That was one of the big talking points at the end of last year for J.J. Piccolo, the general manager for the Royals, was that he said, we need to give Q weapons in that bullpen, Q being Royals manager Matt Quatrero. And the reason that a bullpen is so important for the Royals, but for Matt Quatrero specifically, is because Matt Quatrero comes from Tampa Bay. That's really where he's cut his teeth over the last, six, seven, eight, maybe years he was in Tampa Bay. Think about what the Rays have done. The Rays have mined the minor leagues for undervalued guys. They pick out a pitch that is elite. They hone in on it, tell the guy to throw it more, 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 extract all the value out of him for, 2-3 years. He pitches his way into a bigger contract. The Rays don't give it to him. someone else overpays that reliever, even that starter sometimes, and they fall off a cliff in a year or two. Mac Quatrero has learned from his Tampa Bay experiences how to mix and match bullpen arms, how different arm angles work with each other, how different spin rates and different types of pitches interact with each other from one at-bat to the next. The only thing he really hasn't brought from Tampa is the opener, which we saw in spurts last year, but maybe not as consistently as some people would have liked. And here's the thing, I'm okay with that. I understand the concept of the opener, but that to me is maybe baseball chasing too much of the exact perfect optimum numbers game strategy. There's just something so romantic about a starting pitcher who takes the ball every fifth day, who grinds out, you know, five innings in a tough start, and when he's on, can go seven or eight and absolutely dazzle. The Royals starting rotation has been one of the biggest stories in all of baseball. Top five, top three in the league in starters earned run average. Best earned run average by a starting rotation for the Royals right now since, again, the 1970s. And that's the dead ball era. Since I think 1972 is the Royals team with the best ERA from a starting rotation. They're at 3.22. The Royals, so far this year, at a 3.11, and that's only going down with Cole Reagan's six shutout innings today. Seth Lugo is on the short list of current AL Cy Young candidates. Cole Reagan's has pitched like one these last few games and is getting back to the Cole Reagan's we saw after his trade from Texas to Kansas City last year. Brady Singer seems to have rediscovered, I think it's 2021 Brady Singer. Still needs to throw a third pitch a little bit more, maybe even a fourth pitch if he wants to be anything more than a third starter. But he's qualified to be a number three right now, even with just the sinker-slider combination. You look at Michael Wacha, who got more money than Seth Lugo, hasn't been as good, but he's your fourth guy. He's been fine, right? Got knocked around the park a couple times, but you're okay with what you've gotten from Michael Wacha, who was really good yesterday. Six innings, I believe, only the one earned run against Detroit, or 2 days ago, because yesterday's starter was Alec Marsh. Alec Marsh, y'all, has been one of the biggest revelations in the sport of baseball. This is a guy that ran up an ERA of, I believe, 5.7 in his minor league career, could not, for the life of him, keep the ball in the yard. He was so prone to giving up home runs. Also struggled with control. Walked his fair share, guys. Stuff was always there. Throws five pitches. I think he touched 100 a time or two in the minors, but sits, you know, 96 to 98 somewhat consistently. He was a guy that was in competition with last year's fifth starter, Jordan Lyles. You look at a guy like Daniel Lynch, who's been off to a little bit of a rocky start in Omaha. Tall, kind of lanky lefty with a 4-5 pitch mix. And Alec Marsh won the job outright in spring training. It's hard to pitch in that thin Arizona air, and you always take spring training results with at least one grain of salt, if not multiple, if not the whole shaker full. But what Alec Marsh has done so far, he's gone 4-1. Did miss a little bit of time. I believe he missed two starts by taking a comebacker off of his left non-throwing arm. But he's appeared in eight games, win-loss record of 4-1, an ERA of 2.72, but a FIP of 3.28. FIP is fielding independent pitching. So everything that a pitcher can control based on his walk numbers, his strikeout numbers, and his home runs allowed, that is more heavily weighted into your fielding independent pitching. Alec Marsh's numbers aren't that far off. His FIP of 3.28 is only about half a point higher than his ERA, which tells you that what Alec Marsh has done through eight starts is sustainable. It's legitimate. It's not a fluke. And that's your fifth starter running out a 2.72 ERA in a 3.28 FIP. The other FIPs in the Royals starting rotation are all under four. I mentioned Seth Lugo, an ERA of 1.8. His FIP of 3.20 tells you that there's probably some regression coming for Seth Lugo, right? If he pitches to a 1.8 all year, it'll be one of the best campaigns in baseball history. He's a first-time full-time starter, so I don't expect that to continue, but if you tell me his ERA ends up at 3.2, that's an incredible value bargain signing for the Royals. The first two double-digit strikeout games of his career, have been his last two starts. Seth Lugo's been incredible. Brady Singer, 2.7 ERA, 3.19 FIP. Again, just about a half point of difference, which tells you what Brady Singer is doing is sustainable. I mentioned him and only having two pitches. He always walks the tightrope on the razor's edge a little bit more than these other guys, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that Brady Singer sustains this. Michael Wacha has the worst ERA in the group at 4.45, which is your fourth, fifth starter territory. He's only 4-4 on the year in 10 appearances. He's allowed the most earned runs on the team with 28, tied for the most walks in the starting pitching staff. And of the guys that have made double-digit starts, has the fewest strikeouts. But even his fielding independent pitching, his FIP number, again, is half a point lower than his ERA, which tells you, hey, maybe Michael Wacha's been a little unlucky. If he can get that ERA under 4 and he's the fourth best starter in this rotation, yeah, sign me up for that. And then Cole Reagans, right? The story coming into the year, the Cy Young breakout candidate, the tall lefty, the revelation, the diamond in the rough that the Royals dug out and refined. He's only 3-3, an ERA of 3.7, but in 56 innings, he struck out 64 batters, walked 18 with one intentional walk, but only allowed 3 home runs, only allowed 23 earned runs and 49 hits in those 56 innings. An ERA plus of 111 is above average, and again, I think he's improving. His FIP is at 2.57, so a full point and almost a quarter below his ERA, which tells you, again, Cole Reagans has been a little unlucky. So his numbers might stabilize again if his ERA and FIP get down to probably, I would guess, what, 2.8, 2.9, maybe if it settles at 3, that's probably acceptable. Maybe not the season that you envision from Cole Reagans, but still running out an ERA of 3, being the ace with by far the best pure stuff of any Royal starter and throwing it from the left side tells you the Kansas City Royals have a legitimate weapon in their rotation. You know, not just an individual pitcher as a weapon, but that rotation has been lethal, has been absolutely deadly. The Royals have only been out of one or two games all year. Let's go to break here because I want to turn the page to the Royals offense. Not bad, not great. What the outfield is doing is historically putrid, which tells you that what the infield is doing is incredible. The top 5 spots in the Royals order are carrying so much water for the bottom, which tells you one of two things. The Royals are lucky that they're getting away with their outfield being as bad as it's been for so long, or it's very simple for the Royals to improve. The offense can get so much better. Which one is it? Which one do I think is more likely? I'll talk about that next here on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.